This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I'm Meera Sivasothi. While negotiations had been shrouded in secrecy, which bred suspicion and mistrust around the deal, yesterday, 12 countries, including Malaysia, reached an agreement on the Trans-Pacific Partnership in Atlanta. Speaking to us all the way from Sydney is Fifa Rahman, the policy manager of the Malaysian AIDS Council, to shed more light on how they feel about what the outcome of this partnership. Welcome to the show, Fifa. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. Glad to be on the show.
Fifa, do you think this has us on the road to stagnation in health and to drive up the cost of medicines?
Yeah, it's actually really scary. A lot of people have been telling me to be positive that there's still 90 days before Parliament to debate it and then Cabinet to sign on to it. But I think it's just rubber stamping, really. So it's actually pretty scary. We know that these things affect access to medicines. So it's very, very scary.
Fifa, I think biologics sort of took the center stage or became a priority. But what are other issues that didn't quite make the headlines?
Well, I think the decisions on patent extensions were made a longer time ago. I mean, Malaysia is already one of the countries that provides 20 years of patents for originator medicines. So I think patent extensions was something that was decided a while ago, so it didn't make the headlines. And you have data linkage, of course, where the patent office and the pharmaceutical registration agency in the country are linked, so it makes it harder for generics to come out, and a couple other things. But what made the headlines was biologics, of course, and the extensions of data exclusivity for those biologics.
And they've agreed on an exclusive period of 5 years as opposed to 12?
Yes, that's right. It's better than 12, but it's still not great. Malaysia, of course, has 5 years data exclusivity in Malaysian law, but Malaysian law has health safeguards, and, you know, under the TPP, safeguards are not there. So the TPP definitely sets a higher standard.
How does that make a difference to the ordinary Malaysian?
It makes a difference because it means that the ordinary Malaysian will not be able to access the generic the day after it expires. So it's a little bit technical, but the Malaysian version of data exclusivity was far better, and it enabled access. It wasn't applied to all products as well, whereas now it's going to be a stricter situation where the generics, the data exclusivity period can run longer and you wouldn't be able to access the generics as quick as under the Malaysian law.
The exclusive period of 5 years to use clinical data behind the approval for a new biologic drug, what does that mean?
When a drug is created, there's a lot of information on it that is that could be made available to a generic company. So that could go from the formulations, the molecular composition, data on whether it's heat stable, details about chemicals it contraindicates, you know, all that sort of information that is made available to generic companies towards the end of the patent term. So this enables the generic company to make the medication.
Mm-hmm.
So when there's an extension of 5 years, that data can't go to the generic company, so the generic company wouldn't be able to make it. Or even if the generic company were able to make it, they wouldn't be able to register it. So it's complicated, but basically it means that the generic company wouldn't be able to create the medicines for the Malaysian market or market the medicines for the Malaysian market.
And biologic medicines are pretty much for the future, isn't it, in terms of cancer treatment and all of that?
Absolutely. Biologic medicines mean that they're medicines formulated from living cells, and a lot of cancer medications are biologic, and they are already very, very expensive. There was just an article in Malaysian news the other day about how cancer patients were going broke to pay for their cancer, and it's going to become worse after the Trans-Pacific, so it's pretty scary, and I don't know how much we can do in the 30 days that we have before the texts are released and the 90 days before something has to be signed.
Can we back out?
I don't think that what's coming out politically from our leaders indicates that we're going to back out. I think within governmental agencies, there's a lot of, you know, when I talk to people, they're just like, oh, but we'll miss out. And I'm like, miss out on what? Expensive medicines. Like, what are you thinking that no market access will miss out. And it seems like the language is all around this big boys club. You miss out on this big boys club. And I think what's being told is that I don't think there is going to be much of an imperative to back out, even if there is opposition, even if the parliamentary debate goes bad on both sides. And I know politicians on both sides who are not happy with what provisions are in there. So I honestly don't see us backing out. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't make as much noise as we can, because it is a really bad trade deal. And we know that NAFTA has not had the same, you know, beneficial effects for the United States. And we know that the TPP is NAFTA on steroids. And why would you want to sign on to NAFTA on steroids? That's what I would like to know.
Do you think we stood our ground as far as affordable drugs and healthcare is concerned during the negotiations?
I actually think that the Malaysian negotiators did very well. And I think towards the end, especially, they were very understanding of patient concerns. But I think also that there were other demands on them in terms of market access that may have forced their hand to make concessions. But I do think they tried their very best. But it's a bad deal, and there are political, geopolitical implications of this, and I think concessions were made.
Do you think we signed away our sovereignty?
I think absolutely we did. I mean, when they do ratify it, we will. It's just the sovereignty element comes from a government being able to be sued by a corporation if anything in the agreement is breached, if the corporation's profits are expropriated. You know, we could try to protect public health, but if your measure to protect public health reduces the profits of the company, be prepared to be sued. And, you know, people just don't understand the magnitude of how big these suits are. But we've got suits going for $800 million up to $2.4 billion. So imagine the kind of money that is, the stuff we could do with that. And Malaysia's not in the best economic situation at the moment. We wouldn't need lawsuits like this to further impact the economy. So it's a whole, you know, convoluted mess. And it's being promoted in the name of innovation of drugs. It's being promoted in the name of market access. And, of course, the big boys club implication.
Did anything good come out of it?
I don't know. I think in 30 days when the texts come out, if they come out, you know, we'll be able to tell whether anything did.
Fantastic. Okay. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us, FIFA.
Thanks so much.
FIFA Rahman, Policy Manager at the Malaysian AIDS Council, talking to us about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the done deal, actually, on the bigger picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.